Welcome to Healthy by Choice, a broadcast designed to bring powerful healing into your life today. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at CHIP, the Complete Health Improvement Program offered across the country and around the world. You can learn more at chiphealth.com. But now, get ready to enjoy some proven results and priceless benefits. I'm your Healthy by Choice host, Charles Mills. When I received a copy of the book Rethink Food, I thought to myself, great, another health book. But after reading a big chunk of it over the weekend, my thinking has changed. I'm now saying to myself, finally, the health book I've been waiting for. Rethink Food answers that all-important question, why? Why do people get sick? Why do foods affect us in such powerful ways? Why do people lose weight and drop so many illnesses when they do something as simple as change their diet? Two people are responsible for the existence of this amazing book, and I've got them both on the line with us today. Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle have done a very impressive thing. They've brought over 100 doctors together to answer and explain that all-important why for all of us. Amy Lee and Shoshana, welcome to Healthy by Choice.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excited to be here.
Now, first of all, how on earth did you do it? Shoshana, I want to ask you first. How did you do it? How did you get so many top-tier health professionals on board with the same project? That's amazing.
No sleep, eating a fantastic plant-based diet, gluing the telephone to my ear, and contacting so many amazing citizens of the world, great doctors and scientists all over the world, pursuing them, not stalking them, but convincing them of the beauty, the importance of the quality and the concentration of so many doctors into one book. So actually, the doctors were very excited once they learned about the structure and the formatting and the purpose and the meaning behind Rethink Food. We were getting calls from doctors at the end wanting to be included in Rethink Food.
Mm. You know, Amy Lee, when I read through this book, I realize that there is a common thread. And to find a common thread among anybody, especially professionals, is a real trip. I mean, that's impossible to do. That's why I believe in what you guys are doing. There is a common thread here. There are consistencies throughout. That had to be a very pleasing thing and a very satisfying thing for you to discover as you went through it as well.
It was really amazing being able to speak with all of these doctors that are really saying the same thing.
Yes, yes.
And these doctors come from all over. We have doctors that are from the Ivy Leagues, from Harvard and Cornell and Stanford. And then we have doctors from India and the UK and Germany who are all finding the same thing.
The doctors were looking forward into the future and how to teach the future generation, the senior citizens sort of north of me that are looking for help. They're looking for true answers. So really it wasn't about looking back and what wasn't or what was, but what we can do today and going forward. So really that was more the conversation about the excitement of going forward.
Well, that's an important part of this because we, as our own primary care physicians, we are our own primary care, one doctor said, we need to make sure that we are looking forward. Don't look back, because if you look back, Amy, as the doctors say, you look back, that's where the sickness came from. Now, Amy, let's talk about you just for a moment. How did you arrive where you are today? How did you arrive with such a passion for health and, more importantly, a passion for food?
Well, I grew up as a meat and potatoes girl in Texas, so I was definitely very far from where we are with Rethink Food today. And my younger sister had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and she was diagnosed at the age of 9. And she was treated the way most people are treated today, with very traditional forms of medicine, pills and shots and procedures, and nothing was helping her. We were told that she would have to manage this illness for the rest of her life. And 7 years later, my mom read the China study by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, which said that we can actually have more control over the diseases in our lives, and we don't have to stand there managing diseases. We can actually prevent, and in many cases, reverse a lot of these conditions. So my mom took my sister off all animal-based products, and we went along with it in support of her. And within 3 months, my sister was completely in remission and has been that way ever since. And it was such a wake-up call to see somebody go from so unhealthy to just completely healthy and vibrant once again. And that really turned the tide, and I met Shoshana, and we started working on some environmental projects together, really looking at the connection between food and the environment. And, you know, everything is interconnected, our food, health, and environment, and the animals. And so this became a calling to me, my life passion, and I've never looked back.
Shoshana, how about you? This is a pretty incredible story that Amy was revealing here. What happened in your life that made you head in this direction?
I think it was a multiplication factor of so many people with so many diseases and this turning into the new normal. So for me, when someone says, oh, I'm taking pills, or I've got my mother's dying of cancer, et cetera, I always ask the question, well, what are you doing about it? It got to the point where I found myself researching so much for so many people that have or had so many diseases living with these symptoms that I went on this journey, this path of finding answers. And I witnessed from relatives to my mother to very good friends with stage 4 and 5 cancer literally turning completely their lives around. Cancer going into total remission, symptoms completely gone from their diseases simply by going completely plant-based. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was about seeing the answer so clearly right before me by changing what's on your breakfast, lunch, and dinner plates, by eating plant nutrition, plants, whole foods, completely eliminating all dairy, which includes cheese, all meats, which includes chicken and fish, and eating foods that are grown from the sun, from the soil, that nourish the body. And so for me, I wanted to tell the story to the world. So that's what we're doing with Rethink Food.
Rethink Food, 100 Doctors Can't Be Wrong. 100 Plus Doctors is the name of the book. We're talking with its writers, Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle, and writers would probably be better said as editors. It is written by over 100 doctors, and they have been put together in this amazing book by these two amazing people. Now, I want to ask you this. You knew where you wanted to go with this book. You had done research. You had changed your life. You wanted to find support and motivation for those around you. Was there anything, and I'll open this to either one of you, was there anything that just shocked you? You did not see that coming when you started working on this book and the article started coming in and doctors were saying things? Anything that just blew you away completely that you did not see coming at all?
The excitement of it. I thought there would be more hesitation. The doctors were on their tippy toes like ballerinas, so excited, wanting to dance the dance of the book.
Were there any pieces of information that they brought along, or had you basically heard these things before and they were just underlining it for you, or was there some new stuff here that you just did not see coming?
Shoshana and I have really done some extensive research. You know, we've read all the books out there that are authorities on this subject, but these doctors brought to light new information about cancer and even heart disease and diabetes and autoimmune conditions that we had never thought of. And it's also the way that they say it and the way that they describe things and how they, you know, the stories that they tell us about their patients. And it was really enlightening. I know from reading and working with the doctors, I learned so much more than I ever knew going into it.
We learned that eggs, the white of the egg, has an ingredient called, I call it methionine. Amy says it differently. But according to several of the scientists in Rethink Food, this specific ingredient, which is found in fish and egg whites, causes cancer cells to multiply at a faster rate than any other product out there that we know of today. So there's this fallacy, this myth of, oh, just avoid the egg yolk because of the cholesterol, eat the egg white. However, there's something there that's causing our cells to multiply at a very fast rate in this reproductive fluid, which is what an egg is.
You know, that is something that I've discovered as well as I go through these programs, that the doctors, the medical profession, is finally coming on board with this thing, and they are really going deeper into what we already knew. We knew that eggs weren't good for you, but now we know not only why, we see that these are a bunch of other reasons why eggs aren't good for you. It's like they're not finding new things, but they're not finding new things about the old things that we knew. Would I be in the right track by saying it that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay on that track.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, our very own Dr. Hans Diehl, and I'm so proud of this, and so is he, wrote the very first article in this book, Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. How did you hear about Dr. Diehl and the CHIP program, guys?
How could you not? So impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yes.
And of course, Dr. Diehl has been doing this for a very long time, and that's what he's discovering as well, that more and more people are coming on board. And Amy Lee, you are the younger in this group here. Had you heard of CHIP before, and had you been thinking about what people like Diehl and that organization are doing for the world?
I had heard of CHIP. I mean, Dr. Diehl has one of the largest clinic practices, and he really is one of the forerunners of these types of programs that hopefully will be more prominent. And even though you being younger, you still hear about these things, whether you choose to listen to them or not is very different. A lot of my friends, they know what's out there. They kind of hear snippets of things. You know kind of the basics of what's going on, but you're more interested in kind of living that lifestyle where you're getting your career off the ground and, you know, you're enjoying life, you're out of school for the first time and you're trying to find your way, and food really seems to kind of fall off the bandwagon there. It's kind of like whatever you pick up for dinner is what it is. And so it's very interesting to talk to them because all of the diseases that are in our book are chronic, which means they're slow to form. Cancer takes multiple years to form, and heart disease, even though it is being shown in children as young as 11 and 12, it still will, you know, only really take effect later on in life. So it's really about speaking to them about their choices now and getting them to pay attention to that. So I think that people in Shoshana's generation really grasp onto it, but my generation, I think they're going to be a little bit slower.
Well, I know that reading the book, Rethink Food, it is certainly chock full of information. And as you've said before, easy to understand. These doctors or their editors, I must put that in there too, have done amazing jobs of taking these pretty complex ideas and gelling them down into an easy to digest, easy to remember, and easy to know pieces of information. And I am proud of what you guys have done with this book. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, let's talk about that number one killer in this country, heart disease, and how someone who reads Rethink Food may want to rethink heart disease. So stay right where you are.
I felt that I was living a healthy lifestyle, but I was starting to have a few problems that I attributed to aging. I did not consider myself obese, but I had gained 40 pounds over a period of about 25 years. My cholesterol was raising. My blood pressure was beginning to creep up. I was on medication, a series of medications for lowering my cholesterol. But the condition that affected my lifestyle the most was the osteoarthritis in my knees. I had very limited mobility and limited range of motion, constant pain, and this was affecting the interaction with my grandchildren. When I first began making changes through the CHIP program, pounds began to melt off right away. Inflammation and other symptoms of my osteoarthritis in my knees just disappeared. I was able to eliminate medication that I was taking for cholesterol. I felt so much better, had so much energy, and I truly believe I was healthier than I was in my 40s. CHIP has given me a second chance for an active life and a long life. I'm really looking forward to being an active part of my grandchildren's lives as they grow, and I've chosen to be healthy for the rest of my life.
Are you ready to be healthy for the rest of your life? Visit chiphealth.com to begin your journey. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle. These are the two ladies who are the brains behind the book Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. They come from a real passion for health, and this book is a result of that passion. 100 plus doctors they've got on board to explain to you why food is so vitally important to your health. Let's begin with heart disease, Shoshana. Number one killer. As people age, they used to think, well, okay, it's just going to come. There's nothing we can do about it. And young people said, I don't have to worry about it because I'm young. And that has been turned on its ear. Tell us about that.
Yes. So according to the 15-plus cardio specialists in our book, from cardiothoracic vascular surgeons, such as Dr. Charlton Au, who sees the worst of the worst patients that are so sick they really cannot undergo surgery. These doctors attest that all of this is really preventable, almost in its entirety. Yes, there is a very small percentage of people that have genetic issues connected to cholesterol, where their liver is not producing good cholesterol. However, we are in charge of what we put in our mouth. And with that, we can completely reverse these diseases, heart disease. We can eliminate bad cholesterol altogether by eliminating meat and dairy. We eliminate the bad cholesterol entering it into our body, and we can bring our cholesterol levels back to normal. So we really are in charge of our cholesterol. It's a problem that is very solvable. And to all of the various doctors say, I don't want to cut you open. Why should I take a saw to your sternum and open you wide open, take your heart out for open heart surgery to repair your arteries? That's extreme. But eating broccoli and Brussels sprouts and legumes and brown rice and lentils and quinoa is not extreme. It's delicious. It's flavorful. It's free of cholesterol. It's the amount of protein your body requires. This is the solution for you. So that is how our doctors guide the readers in Rethink Food.
Amy, how do you reach a young generation with that thought, what Shoshana just said, what those doctors are saying? How do you reach someone who is so interested in food for the way it tastes and educate them for food for what it does to you inside?
Well, I think you can tell them, you know, there is that common misconception that this is our fate, you know, if heart disease runs in our families. When I tell them that heart disease really runs in our family recipes. And in order to live the lives that we want to leave, we are young enough that we have the option to really choose kind of our wellness path or a sickness path. And I tell them that it's, you know, it's very simple. One of the stories that I really like that we talk about in the book is the story about Finland, where they had the highest rates of heart disease in the 1970s. And the government took a step back and said, hey, like, what's going on? And they actually implemented national programs where they reduced the amount of saturated fat and animal products available. And they even changed dairy farmers to berry farmers. And the result was they had an 80% drop in cardiovascular and heart disease and cancer mortality rates. And their situation completely mirrors the situation of where we are in America today. We have the number one rates of heart disease. And so this experiment really shows that we can take control of this killer and we can actually really eliminate it. And I find that that actually really connects with people when you can show them that there are real solutions and we don't have to live that way and they don't have to live on pills for the rest of their lives. And you feed them. It's really about introducing people to this really gorgeous food. I mean, you're just ingrained in kind of the same meals, but you introduce them to the vast variety of foods available and they're taste buds begin to change, their palates begin to change, and they also really enjoy it. I've had a lot of friends that have gone plant-based, and they're feeling so much better. It's almost instantaneous, the energy and just how much better you feel.
And that same message, of course, is preached in this book about diabetes and cancer and osteoporosis. All of this is affected so much by what we eat. And Shoshana, I'm talking to you right now. You're in Houston, Texas, and Amy Lee is in New York City. When you travel, Shoshana, when you get on that airplane and you go places, how in the world do you follow what you know to be right as far as diet is concerned in a world that hasn't quite got on board with this whole concept of rethinking food?
It's frustrating. It really is, because my husband and I love to go out for dinner. Fortunately, here in Houston, we've got a lot of chefs in town that know we are plant-based, and they really enjoy and really get into preparing for us and for our table in advance beautiful five-course meals. However, traveling, it's very annoying and it's frustrating. So it's a matter of making the news spread, preaching. So yes, I tell the story about why I'm not about to eat that grotesque burger with a rotting corpse, because that is what animal tissue is. It's decaying, decomposing, and why my doctors have strongly urged me to completely eliminate that from my diet. So I'm constantly educating, preaching to open the eyes, to expand opinions, educate people about why they need to shift towards plant nutrition and to get restaurants and people to recognize that times have changed and the facts are the facts and they need to get in touch with what the real hard facts are and eliminate meat and dairy from the diet. It does not do the body good and it's very damaging for the environment today. So I think the conversation is changing.
Amy Lee, there will be listeners right now who say, okay, I want to get on board with this thing. I agree. I'm going to get myself, my next TV dinner is going to be a vegetarian TV dinner. It's going to have potatoes in there. It's going to have peas and carrots, and there might be a little salad tossed in there. I'm switching over to those all vegetarian TV dinners. What is wrong with that thought? Because those people that do that find that they don't increase their health one bit. What's going on?
Well, the problem is that most people think that that's what you live off of. If you live off of, you know, white carbs and salads, and it's really not true. Living well and being well is about having balance. Mm. Just like anything in life, you need balance between work and play. And when you eat, you need to eat really well-balanced meals. You need to eat a variety of colors. You need fruits. And it also doesn't have to be boring. Shoshana and I don't live off of salads. As much as we love them, we don't live off of them. You need beans and lentils and all of the beautiful fruits that they have out there. And there's so much out there today that you can make. There's so many recipes and resources. And it's really not hard anymore to really put together those types of meals. It's not about being fast or convenient. It's spending a little bit of time and investing in yourself. That's the way I look at it.
So a better choice then than a TV dinner might be something that is unrefined, something that is whole. Is that what you're saying, Shoshana?
Without a doubt. That's nature intended for the apple to contain all the nutrients combined to give the body greatness. And it's so easy. And there are so many fantastic books out there on how to eat gourmet or fast, if you want to prepare quickly meals for children to senior citizens for our various needs. So there are so many resources out there today with the beautiful pictures of food, whole foods, as once again nature intended, straight from the tree, straight from the earth, is how our body is looking. Our legs aren't separated from our, you know, the rest of our body.
Yes.
So the food, why break the food down and separate and process it? It's not what nature intended.
Mm. You have a whole chapter in here called Don't Think, Just Eat. What did you mean by that, Amy? What are we thinking about and what should we be thinking about when we eat, or what should we not be thinking about when we eat?
Well, there's so much misinformation out there today about all these bad diets, you know, and counting calories and counting sugar, and it's just so much work. And you really don't ever have to do that. I never count calories, and I know Shoshana doesn't either, because when you eat a whole food plant-based diet, you don't have to ever. And so we want to get people away from all of these diets that honestly never work, because you're focusing on nutrients, you know, how much protein, how much carbs, when really you should be focusing on how many antioxidants, how many phytochemicals, how many phytoestrogens are you getting. It's a completely different way of thinking. And we want people to get away from structuring themselves according to these diets that never work and really leave them actually more harmful than they are helpful. And the weight doesn't come off, you're less feeling unhealthy, and it's really just getting back to your core roots of what we're meant to eat.
Shoshana, that message is a powerful one, and it comes out so beautifully in your book, Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. What does the future hold? Are you seeing this? Is your book part of a movement that is actually where we're going as a nation and as a people? Are we heading there? Are we beginning to really rethink food?
I strongly believe we are. This is what we're doing. The conversation is happening. Generations, the younger generation, is looking for answers. Why am I struck with this illness? Why are so many of my family members and friends so sick? It's all wrong. So the equation is wrong, and it's changing. And from the White House, with the First Lady growing a garden, that's a great start. It's showing from top down and bottom up. It's happening from grassroots to politics around the world, from the United Nations and their livestock's longest shadow research report showing that plant nutrition is where it's at, from our doctors in the book, Dr. Deal, presenting answers with positive results. So the proof is in the health. And when we eat plant-based, we become healthy, we balance our bodies. It's the right answer, and it's clear. So I think, yes, the time is today, and I think it's going to be easy. I think it's changing people's habits, getting their taste buds to shift a bit, to create great habits. We have other habits maybe that aren't so amenable that we need to break. But this is just, if we look at it as another habit that needs to form, it's very easy.
And Amy Lee, in one sentence, how would you motivate your generation and all generations to get on board and start rethinking food?
I think rethinking food is like every other movement that we've encountered, from slavery to women's rights to even banning, you know, the ban on cigarettes. It's something that in the past, when as much information has come to light, we really decide to rethink our choices. And this is the future of food and the future of healthcare. And we can empower ourselves to be truly healthy. And it just all starts with what we put on our plate.
Very well said. Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. Where can we find this book, ladies?
Go to Amazon to purchase the book, or go to www.rethinkfoodbook.com.
All right. Very good. Ladies, Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. You guys are on the road a lot, and I really appreciate you coming together to help us on the program today. Thank you, guys.
We thank you.
And until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle, inviting you to be healthy by choice. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about Healthy by Choice, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. You can also email us through our website at 3abn.org.